This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Michael Dalton, we're not alone, are we?
No, we are not alone, and I love it because our guests have come in and they are the ultimate professionals, these two.
In what way?
Well, I've watched them work and they are flawless.
Good.
Award winners.
Yep.
And they join us now. They both got, you both are you? I don't know, you probably are.
Probably.
Well, yeah.
Michael,
yeah,
let's just say that we
I've won buckaroo.
I'm nominated for things, so don't get hung up on the details.
Well, that is winning. Yeah. That is winning. Winning, if you're getting an audience, you're winning, I reckon, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know? That's showbiz.
It is Michael Griffiths and Luigi Lucente.
Yeah. Oh, you did that absolutely beautifully, I had Michael.
With a hand sign and everything.
Like you make your own pasta and everything.
Yeah, well, I eat enough.
Your own recipes. What's going on there?
I don't know.
Now, you guys both rocked the carnival on Sunday.
We did, yes. Mm.
We did.
It was a really fun day.
It was a good day. It was a fabulous day. Yeah. Yeah, you both got shows happening at 45 Downstairs.
We do.
Michael's, yours is about turning 40 and wanting to be an adolescent. Is that right?
Well, it's not about wanting to be. I think it's just about the actuality that you're suddenly 40 and you kind of think, and I know that's fairly universal, and I'm not the only one that gets to 40 and thought, oh, how did that happen? And I'm not a grown up yet. I still wear, you know,
nappies,
baseball caps on backwards and not nappies. I mean, let's keep it real.
Yes.
But, you know. But I just, I don't know, I don't quite feel like I'm as grown up as I thought I would be at 40.
Because it is something like that, isn't it? That when you, when you're younger, so like when you're, I don't know, 10 or 11 and like your mum turns 40.
Oh, God, think,
oh my God,
ancient.
They're so old.
You're kind of like, you know, and if you died in your 40s, you wouldn't think that's dying an old... older. Oh,
no.
You know, that's like, oh, well, old people die.
Mm.
I remember thinking, you know, like you get to 50. Oh,
is there a lot of death in the actual...
It's a very somber piece. It's a meditation on premature death.
No, it's sounds happy. Eight. Yeah, no, now, for those people that are not in the know of you, you sit down and you play.
I do. I play. Oh, and really, it's an excuse. I mean, the other thing about turning 40 is you kind of do a bit of a stock take. Like, oh, am I... What have I done with my life? And where am I going? And, you know, you kind of have those things. So, it's... I mean, it's about finding humour in it, too. And then it's about just singing 80s songs because that's what I grew up with.
Right.
And I wanted to sing a whole lot of 80s songs.
And you've got a great list. Well, we just had Boy George then, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, there's some Culture Club in there.
Yeah.
Aha, Spandau Ballet, Duran Duran, The Cure.
Bit of Dusty.
Eurythmics. Hey?
Bit of Dusty.
Well, you know what? I don't actually... Dusty, the thing was when I wrote that, the show didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then we put the show together and I thought, oh, yeah,
we
Dusty.
We say this all the time.
Yeah.
So now there's no Dusty, but there's an original song instead.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, let's
and
do
you
the
are,
original.
Is it, has your naked? Is that correct?
I'm now naked. Okay, I perform the show completely nude.
Yeah.
In, just under fluorescent lights.
Right.
It's very avant-garde.
Now, now what we love, and we'll come back to you, because we're going to have you on for a little while. Both
hooray.
You. Luigi, yours is Kaleidoscope. Now, it's about Jim Morrison.
That's right.
Now, you must be a big fan.
I am a big
you?
Fan of Jim Morrison and The Doors. And so... with this show, wanted to kind of lift the lid and demystify some of that, you know, somberness and the fact that he was constantly, you know, under the influence of every substance under the sun.
Because so, that's what people believe.
That's right. So once we strip away those kind of extraneous elements and we get to what he was as kind of more of an artist.
Yes.
And, you know, once you... you know, strip back the music too, you can understand this wonderful poet that he was. So the show kind of explores those elements to his personality, and it's not, you know, all dark and somber. It's not the kind of show.
It was the movie, really. That's why a lot
was
of people
the,
would
that's right.
To
yeah,
that.
And when you look at, you know, the Doors movie, Oliver Stone's film, which Val Kilmer did a great job of
brilliant.
Jim Morrison, but when we're creating this show, we didn't want to just give this kind of biographical narrative piece that was just going to be names and dates about Jim. We wanted to really offer something new and unique to his legacy, and that was why we kind of drew on him as a poet, and he kind of had this prophet vibe going on, and he was the showman too. So there are all these elements to Jim that we try and explore through the show and the catalogue of The Doors.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
So we were saying you've got a bit of Culture Club in yours somewhere.
I do. I do. I have a real classic Culture Club. In fact,
what
it was like the defining song. karma, 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 karma.
Of course. But
you also do Gold by Spanner Ballet, which I absolutely love.
It's so great. What the thing that's great about those songs is they were so serious, like, about them, but they're so epic and theatrical. I mean, and Tony Hadley, I believe, is that the singer's
name? Right.
I should know. His voice is just so big.
Well, they're back as well, aren't they?
Well, they are. They never stop. I mean, what a great band. But that song, there is a kind of a campness to it because it's just so serious. And they all had such big hair. And, you know, like the whole, the 80s were so camp. And it's camp because they were really serious about what they were doing, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Which is the best kind of camp when they don't think they're camp. They think they're serious.
And did you two obviously knew each other as well.
We've worked together. We go back way back.
Yeah. We were in Jersey Boys together. We were like old vintage Jersey Boys. Yeah. We shared a dressing room.
That's right.
Seeing each other with our clothes off.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what you want to know.
Probably will again.
Yeah.
We're about to be at 10 minutes in the theatre.
And well, we love the venue. 45 Down.
Yes, big fans. It's a wonderful venue. Yeah, beautiful piano. Louis plays for himself too. I don't think we mentioned that, but Louis's very talented.
Wow.
So we're both doing the whole one man cabaret. Double bill.
Yeah.
That's there amazing. So people can actually go and see both shows on the one night,
they're back to back, and you can buy a double bill ticket and save.
Well, you begin, Michael, you begin tonight.
At 7, I do. Yeah. And Louis.
You're on for a couple of weeks.
I am. And Louis just this week. So if you want a double bill,
it's 8:30.
Right.
Yeah. Until Sunday every night.
Oh, tonight. Yeah. But so you've got to get in. We've got to get in the Jim Morrison Kaleidoscope.
Yes. Please do.
In the beginning, right now. Book tonight, really. If you're not doing anything.
Pretty much.
Indeed.
Yeah. Couldn't you?
Well, it's all happening at 45 Downstairs. Adolescent featuring Michael Griffiths and Jim Morrison. Kaleidoscope featuring Luigi Lucente.
And you can get your tickets at midsummer.org.au or you can go to 45downstairs.com.
But you know what I think we should do right now, Michael Dalton?
Tell me.
Well, I think we should hear a little bit of Touch Me, which I believe is part of Luigi's show. Is this right, Luigi?
That is correct.
Wow. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Michael's going to do something live in a cappella.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Hooray!
Fabulous.
Here we go.
Touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens start the red. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
Joy 94.9.
you guys are opening tonight.
Are you nervous?
What is it? I open at 7, so that's going to come around 30. Quick. I haven't had dinner yet. And I haven't actually even figured out how the show goes yet. I need to go and write the script.
I don't believe
I've put in shows together in less time than an hour. I have.
So professional.
No, I'm teasing. No, I am excited. I haven't done it at a beautiful piano in a beautiful venue. Like, I've done it in a tent on an electric.
Yeah,
we've all done it in a tent. I know, that old story. Yeah. So it'll be nice. I'll feel very, up myself tonight. Yes. I'll feel very spoiled. I'll feel like a queen coming out, sitting at a piano with a proper pretty light on me.
And what about you, Luigi?
I'm pretty excited because I've only performed this show in Perth. Mm. I did it there for the Cabaret Festival last year. So this is kind of my cabaret debut in Melbourne.
Are you going to feel like a queen at the piano as well?
I think maybe the
he'll feel like
king.
More than king.
More than king. That's how I'm going to feel like the piano.
Get home and see the whole royal family.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And hometown for me, which is really nice.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, have a great one, both of you.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you guys again.
Yep, the shows are called Adolescent, featuring Michael Griffiths, and Jim Morrison, Kaleidoscope, featuring Luigi Lucente. They're both happening at 45 Downstairs.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Happy midsummer.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.